We're in the middle of discussing the third paragraph, the Shemoneh Esrei, the paragraph of Kedushas Hashem, reading about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His attributes. I'd like to begin with the story in the fifth chapter in Masechet Brachot. Ahuda Nachas Kamid Rav Chanina. There was a person that was leading the davening in front of the great sage Rav Chanina. Omer, and he, in the Chazaras HaShatz, the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei, he seemed to be on the right start. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vanora, which is what we're accustomed to acknowledging these great attributes of Hashem. But then he continued, Vahadir, Vahozuz, that he was powerful, Vahiroi, Hachazak, Vahamatz, powerful, strong, Vavadai, Vahnichbad. He continued to sing the praises of God, all of his attributes. And the Gemara says that Rav Chanina was waiting until he finally finished the Amidah. And when he finished, he turned to him and said, "Is it true that you've completely finished all the praises of Hashem, of our Master?" He said, "Why would you have said all these extra praises? Plus the Amrinan, in fact, the three that we do say, Gadol, Gibor, Vanora, Ilav, the Amrin, who Moshe Rabbeinu, Baraisa, if it was not stated in the Torah, in Sefer Devarim, by Moshe himself, these attributes of Hashem, and the Anshe Knesset Gadol, the men of the Great Assembly, establishing it and placing it in our tefillah, we wouldn't even say those three either." And he says a mashal, a parable, a melech bas v'adam, that if you have a king, flesh and blood, Shahilu elef alafim dinari zahav. He's a wealthy guy, and he's famous for all of his gold that he had. A lot of gold. And what would you do? You decide to start praising him, b'shel keseth, for all the silver that he has. So the Gemara says, "Valo ginayhulo." That's certainly a disgrace, even though you may have had the best of intentions. And this Gemara is really the idea of Hashem in this particular paragraph of Kedushas Hashem, that Hashem does not have or need a specific attribute, because Hashem is too great to be defined. And by defining Him, it ends up taking away from His glory, His greatness. So hence the expression, less is more. And the Ran, along these lines, Rav Nissen Bar Reuven, who passed away in 1380, says that this is the connection, the segue from the second to the third paragraph in the Shemoneh Esrei. He says like this, "V'alzeh hatzad anu amrim b'tfiloseinu b'bracha shlishis shel Shemoneh Esrei." This is the significance of the third paragraph of Atah Kadosh. "K'mo shamru Baal HaKuzari," as the Kuzari tells us as well, "K'mipnei shamarnu t'chila," because right before this, in the second paragraph, what did we say Hashem was? Hashem is a mashi b'rach min ha-geshem. God is the one, what is His essence, what is His purpose? He's the one who gives rain. Or He's Rofei Cholim, He's someone who heals the sick. U'matir asurim, He's someone who releases those who are incarcerated and imprisoned. So once a person hears that second paragraph, you may end up thinking, that's what God is. That's God's niche in this world. That's all He is. K'deisho yavo zeh lachshav belhusa eze yichos v'yatzeh Hashem. In order to remove a person from this thought process, to think that this is all that God is, says the next paragraph of Atah Kadosh. And what does it mean, Kadosh, Kedusha? Kedusha, as it's defined in Parshas Kedoshim, Kadosh doesn't mean holy, but it means separate or distinct. That we're unable to even acknowledge a specific quality of Hashem, because that would only minimize His greatness. Hu nivdol u'mamara mikol dabar hagashmius. Anything which is in this physical world, we cannot possibly say that God is this. He's kadosh. He is separated from anything which is in this world. And the Avud Raham also says that's the significance of the conclusion of this bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Hakel Kadosh, is based on the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim of Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem, that Hashem is separate and above any possible comprehension to be able to describe His greatness. If we look at the actual nusach, the language of this paragraph, of this bracha, the bracha says, Ata Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh, which literally means, you are holy and your name is holy. The question is, what exactly is that? Does that mean? It sounds redundant. Hashem is His name. Ata Kadosh, you are holy. Shimcha, and your name is holy. It sounds like the same thing. What are we saying? We find this elsewhere. You say it all the time. In Aleinu, the very end of Aleinu, we say that on that day, Bayom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad, Ushmo achad. So what does that mean? Hashem, Shmo, what does that mean? Sounds like the same thing. So along the same lines as the Ran, Rav Breuer explains the significance of what it means, a name. What does it mean, a name for us? And what does it mean, a name by Hashem? A name generally defines the essence of a person or a thing. Sometimes a person is so great that we can't define them just by one name. For example, the famous Yisro, the father-in-law of Moshe, he had seven names, because one name wasn't enough to define the greatness of who he was. But when it comes to Hashem, we look at Hashem as many names. And those names correspond to the different attributes that he relates to us in this world. Sometimes Hashem shows through his name, Chesed, sometimes it's Rachmim, Gevura, Din, Mishpat, and each one is one of the names of Hashem. When we study each of Hashem's name, each one has a different representation of that attribute. So when this paragraph, when we say Atah Kadosh, Shimcha Kadosh, we're saying, certainly Atah, you God, are Kadosh. You're beyond our comprehension. But even Shimcha Kadosh, even your names, on an individual level, when we think we hear and see Hashem in a specific way, that Hashem has a certain attribute, which Hashem shows Chesed, Hashem shows Gevura, those names also are beyond our comprehension and understanding as well. Not only Atah Kadosh, but even Shimcha, even God's names, the way He shows Himself is also above and beyond, is Muvdal, separated from ourselves. The Avud Raham explains, when it says the part of Kedoshim B'chol Yom Yaluch HaSela, that the Holy Ones will praise you every day, there's this question exactly who is this referring to. It could be the Malachim, some say the angels. But Avud Raham says, Eil Yisrael, the Jewish people, that's what it means, the Bnei Yisrael. Shnemer also from that Pasuk, Kedoshim Tihiyu, says that the Bnei Yisrael, like Hashem, are Kadosh, are holy, and therefore, as we're defining it, separate from the physical attributes of this world. And perhaps, as we've discussed, each of the three paragraphs correspond to our Avos. Abraham, Yitzchak, and now the third paragraph, Yaakov, perhaps this is the attribute of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, who lived in the physical world, in an environment where he could have easily become corrupted by the society that he lived in with Lavan, nonetheless, he declared upon himself that Im Lavan Harasha Garti Vitaryag Mitzvah Shemarti, that even though I lived in an environment which should have caused me to be involved in these corrupt ways, nonetheless, I was able to elevate myself and be Kadosh, elevate myself and separate myself from the environment around me. And the pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem, literally, that we have an obligation to become holy because Hashem also is holy, is also based on the Avud Raham's interpretation, what we're saying here as well in this paragraph. Atah Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh, that you, Hashem, are holy, so too, because of this, Kedoshim B'chol Yom Yiluch HaSela, so too, we also have the obligation to remain Kadosh B'chol Yom every day of our lives.